This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Congressional Democrats are pressing the Environmental Protection Agency to restore funding to a program expanding the deployment of solar energy for working families. News 88.7 government reporter Andrew Schneider says the move follows Harris County's lawsuit against the Trump administration to restore the program.
The EPA announced in August that it would terminate the Solar for All program and take back $7 billion in funds from grant recipients, saying the Trump administration's rescission package required it to do so. Houston Congresswoman Lizzie Fletcher played a key role in passing the program into law 3 years ago.
What we see here is yet another example of the administration ignoring or rejecting the law that Congress has passed and programs that Congress has put into place for no reason or for reasons that they just don't agree with it.
Fletcher co-led 100 House Democrats in sending a letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin demanding he restore the program and reinstate the grant funding. Fletcher says Zeldin's office has yet to respond. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
The impact of the federal government shutdown is going to hit thousands of government workers in the Houston area, especially hard beginning today. John Diamond is with the Baker Institute at Rice University.
Today is the day that they get the $0 paycheck. And that will happen because the Senate is not going to vote again until Monday. So it's official that government workers today receive a paycheck valued at $0.
Diamond told Hello Houston that he estimates there are about 65,000 government workers in the Houston area who are not being paid because of the shutdown. Staffing issues have led to another ground stop at George Bush Intercontinental Airport happening now. The FAA says one is possible at Hobby Airport as well. There was a ground stop at Bush yesterday. It was lifted around 6:30 last night. Staffing issues have become common recently in the midst of the government shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy had previously warned that airport delays around the country would worsen as the shutdown continues. I'm Alexandra Hart.